Hi there, thank you for joining. Please do keep listening if you are wondering how Canva works and how to get animation and animated GIFs working of any sort on social. If that kind of stuff interests you, then today I'm going to be taking a dive into that. And without further ado, let's get into it. Hi there, folks. Thank you for joining in. Today, I'm going to be talking about Canva stuff. I noticed that I did do a YouTube video literally last year on Canva. So in 2020, Christmas time, I made a video because there were some questions around content management and branding and a few different workshops that I ran. But the content management one is what kind of springs to mind, and it always surprises me that people don't know what Canva is. So Canva is a wonderful, beautiful little tool, and it's a little bit broader than that even, because it really allows you to create a whole bunch of graphics. And if you don't know what it is, then it's definitely worth diving in. Just go to canva.com. It's great because you can create lots of different artwork for different things. When I deliver my brand workshop, I also recommend using it as a brand guidelines kind of base, because you can duplicate any particular design. You can also speedily just create a template. So select from the nth degree of different templates it's got, from everything from LinkedIn to Twitter to Facebook, YouTube. It's got all of the works of different types of dimensions. Even A4, if you wanted to cheat a little bit and do some design work for print. So as big as that is, I feel like a lot of people want to do animations, but maybe don't know how. And I thought, rather than just repeat some old bit of YouTube or topic, or even I think I talked about it on a podcast, so that would have been a year ago that I did that. And instead of go back to that, I thought, let's add another extra layer to it. And doing animated GIFs is actually really, really easy, because they've already got templates made. I mean, there is one real solution, which is to sign up for the premium version. But at the same time, you don't need to do that, because you can just use some of their templates. So if you just look up the different animated templates that they've got, or the GIF animated GIF templates they've got, then you'll be able to understand what your needs are and what's there, and just utilize one of their own. And then you can, as always, change some of the images or change the text, and then you'll have your own style. When it comes to animated GIFs and making things move, there's two types of things. So typically on Canva, you would see illustrations or bits of artwork that might move. And then the other type of movement would be maybe the text that animates itself or has a transition-like effect. So there's two basic elements, I think, to how to see that. And on one hand, you can just take the templates. And I think my advice would be to do that initially, but you might feel like you can't utilize those things because you've seen them quite often. And I often do feel like I see some things too often, so I don't want to copy someone else's style or use something that everyone's got. I want to use something unique. So what I tend to do is, I used to actually have a look at other GIFs before I went there. So I used to go to Tenor, or Giphy, and those are places where you can get GIFs. But those are GIFs, like animated GIFs, but rather viral and annoying and tend to be like socially used. So I would not recommend using those types of GIFs, but you can use them in some places. It's kind of a learning curve on where you might use them. But those are another two sources for where you might get GIFs, but you wouldn't create them. Whereas we've gone over a potential avenue there for you creating a GIF through Canva. One of the things that might be a cheat to do that I've experienced on some templates work, some of the ones don't always work 100%, but you might be able to, as far as I know, you are able to look at a template and see the illustration bit or whatever it is that's moving the moving part, and just simply copy that. And then by copying it, what you'll do is you'll allow yourself to have it there in the cache. You'll go over to your template, and then you then be able to have content that's from the animated GIF, but at the same time, it'll be pasted into your document. So you can add your colors to it, and you can do pretty much anything you want at that point. So it's really quite handy, because you'll be able to just take from three or four different animated GIFs. So that's a cool little cheat that I can give you. I think the more expert way of just fully customizing what you do is just to create your artwork with the text and whatever it is. And the very last, the most simplest way of doing it would be to create a bit of text. And then if you click on it, there's a button that actually just says animate. And it's got a whole list. I say a whole list, but it's got about a dozen or more different types of ways you can animate your text or whatever it might be. And you could just apply them to the item. And that's free. Like, it's literally just completely free to do that. And what's beautiful about that is it lifts up what's normal, what's normally just like a normal graphic. So when you post things, you might be, or your audience might be used to seeing you in a certain way. And then the moment you add a little bit of a transition, it does lift things up quite a lot. So it does an amazing trick, really. And they're there for you to use. And I'm not going to tell you they're all free, because a lot of them are, but there's a small, like, lower third of them, or a lower, the last quarter or third, where they're premium, and they've got the crown icon, which basically means they're premium. And it's definitely worth using that. And I think, from what I can tell, people do one of two things on all of this area of designing GIFs, or using Canva GIFs to animate GIFs. People tend to find this news or discover it themselves, and then you're going to go off and just go and just use it. And I think the real trick there is that you're not supposed to overuse it. So try your best to be restrained in how you use it, and apply that across to lots of different things, because you're then able to sort of have it so it makes an impact, but it's not like those crazy animated GIFs you get on Giphy. They're not over the top. They are very much in keeping with your brand and personality. And they just allow people to pay you attention a little bit without being too over the top shouty. So definitely do small things. And if you do, the final thing I'll sort of mention about animating elements for social, the final bit is to consider if you want something longer than a few seconds. And if that's the case, then it might be worth you reconsider, because as a rule, I would say try not to let things span that long. And 5 seconds would be it normally. But I would argue don't let things go 10 seconds, because 10 seconds, are people going to read it? Are they going to see all that stuff? Or are they going to scroll past? And you just want them to get the gist of it and to lift out a little bit. Having 10 seconds means the second half of that might get missed. So it's kind of irrelevant. And it's all that work that's lost for no reason. And the other thing I mentioned is, like, having text. I do not have reams of text on any particular design. So when it comes to animating, you're animating a whole bunch of text, but it's just a lot for people to read. So the animation is supposed to be eye-grabbing, and it's supposed to be punchy based on like a hashtag or a few words, but not on a passage of text, because people won't read that and they will switch off. And it, even if it is your target audience, they will forget, because your message is far too large and convoluted and just doesn't make sense to them. And it's not relatable, because they've seeked that information, or they've been targeted that information, because they're the correct audience type, but you've made it harder to engage them by overwhelming them with a paragraph of text, essentially, which might seem useful to you, but social's there to almost lead generating, get them into clicking to your website, and the website should be where all your information is. So it shouldn't be a case of doing it the other way around. If you are finding that Canva isn't suitable and you really want to design your own stuff, or if you want to do larger video type stuff that's transitioning and you really want to export this as an MP4, which is a movie type file or a video type file, then you might want to consider this very strange idea. And I save this weirdness till last. But I have to say, I'm not sure if it works on Keynote, which is Apple based, but it most certainly does work for Microsoft's PowerPoint. But all you need to do is create a bunch of slides and animate them and watch them back. And if that's how you want to view the video, as if it's a bunch of slides with transitions that automatically just click onto each other without having to click, and if you can get it to that point, then that's awesome, because you've pretty much made your video. All you need to do now is go save as, or file, sorry, and export, and change your file type from typical kind of PowerPoint stuff to movie. And it's really that easy. And I think even for the 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds kind of things, you can do those PowerPoint slides to design template your own stuff, and then it will naturally just scale it down. And so it's a really useful little thing that I discovered was beneficial to certain organizations where individuals might not be that savvy, but then at the same time, they're working with marketing who are creative and very savvy with digital. And this kind of bridges the gap between the two, because it allows you to have such a very standard PowerPoint basic office kind of tool, but making it cool again. So I just want to say thank you for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you guys listen. Please do consider liking, subscribing, and just keep coming back to this channel. If you've got any feedback, any comments, please do consider doing that here, or you can tweet me at Tea and Toast. All of your shares and interactions with me are valuable. And I know that I do promote these through workshops and other avenues. So if you are an attendee of, or you've been to see some other content, then please do. Don't feel excluded. You are part of the community. So carry on joining us. And I will try my best to support you in giving you the relevant content that you might need. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great day. Take care and see you guys next time.